The Red Sea strikes back. Lawrence Maples, Lambeth Socialist Party. Buoyed by Jeremy Corbyn's crushing victory over the Blairites, striking Red Sea cinema workers walked out and created a loud, bustling picket lines that shut down the Brixton cinema at midday on the 24th of September, mirroring their previous strike 2 years ago. Carrying banners declaring the Red Sea strikes back, and accompanied by the Star Wars theme music, they showed their determination to finish what they had started. The cinema was shut down again as the square outside was flooded with supporters. In 2014, workers took 13 days of strike action in their fight for the London Living Wage, LLW. They ran a high-profile campaign with vibrant picket lines successfully shutting the cinema and forcing management to back down. They won a 26% pay increase, back pay going back nearly a year, and an agreement from management to implement the LLW this year. Management have reneged on this agreement in pay negotiations, and the workers' minimum pay remains at £8.80 an hour, 60p short of the LLW. They have also failed to address workers' concerns on pay differentials, treatment of new staff, maternity and paternity pay and night pay. This attack has forced the workers to respond. They balloted for action and secured a 90% yes vote. 80% of the workforce is in the union. The Red Sea workers have also spent the last 2 years assisting other cinema workers in organizing, both within the Picture House group and outside. As a result, they now stand with other workers in their struggle. Hackney Picture House workers are balloting for strike action to win the LLW and union recognition. Some of them joined Red Sea workers on the picket line. They won before and can do it again.